away from theory to practice, because the simple reality of life is that you're not operating in a vacuum. We're trying to, because we as Parliament, we're trying to say, to what extent are you able to do your work in an unfettered way? We're not saying there is anything that we've seen, but it is always good for you to restate it and say, and assure us that no, we're doing our work as defined in law.
Thank you, Chair. You know, it's human nature, Chair. I'll be honest with you. We have difficult cases, and then you have a case that you see that with this one, I can finish it within no time.
Technically difficult or politically difficult?
No, not politically difficult, in the sense that it has got lots of complexities in terms of the evidence that you actually have.
Okay.
And then you have a straightforward case, basically, that you know, if I put this case today, and depending on the litigations and all of those things, this case you are highly likely to finalize in time, because remember, and it's the unfortunate part of it, that we are measured, our performance also is measured on the number of cases that we then finalize per year. So we also want to go to our portfolio committee and report that as the NPA, we finalize so many cases per year. So it is something that we have acknowledged. Even our prosecutors will tell us, and they will give us calls, and they will say that, you know, it's about time that we move away from the manner in which we are measuring our performance, because really, this drives us to a situation whereby we say, yo, this one, it has got 10 files, and this one, it's got 2 files, I'm going to take these ones. And in the process, we then create backlogs as well. So it is not about anybody telling us, start with this one, don't start with this one. It's because we also want to give some confidence in the public that if we have finalized so many cases, it means we're actually working as an institution. So it's just human nature, Chair.
Okay. All right. I, Comrade Vincent, you had said you wanted to come back and make a suggestion. But maybe before you, I see there are 3 hands. I hope they will. I'll start with you, and then I'll end with you. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. I was just on a decent mode of that my questions were not answered, but you asked them. But I wanted to, we had on the issue of local government, on the observant of
Whether it is the department or the municipalities.
Yes. I think that question is still remaining.
Has not been answered. Are we able to?
And land affairs as well. Chair, and maybe as like the advocate Jibe was talking in terms of the litigations and the cases that are remaining are on the court roll, which some of them might take about 10 years or 5 years to finish. I've asked a question, how much do you spend in terms of that time frame? Approximately, even if you don't have, we might get the finer details when you send the information, but one would like, as a committee, would like to know how much is spent so that we are able to write the spending patterns of the money spent on legal activities of those cases.
Just note it, because I want us to tie it.
Thanks, Chair. I just wanted to find out the blacklisting. For instance, if a particular company is being blacklisted by Department A, but Department X still uses that department, what is your, how do you intervene as ATCC? And you know, Chairperson, because you know, I thought when they first came in, I was excited to actually saying that government is starting to talk to each other. You know, there's communication amongst departments. And finally, we are going to see proceeds or people getting prosecuted or jailed. But Advocate Jiba has, from time to time, you know, put in this thing that I'm asking myself as a lawmaker, what will be your suggestion to make sure that the real culprits, the real criminals, are actually the ones that are put in jail, instead of dealing with, you know, the loaf of bread that he spoke about earlier on. What is your suggestion, as with all the experience that you have from the time when you started until now, to say what is it that you think is lacking from legislators that can actually help those cases that are forever ending because people have got money, they can you know, get away with murder, and then you know that it can go on forever. What will be your suggestion?
All right.
Thanks, Chair.
Yes.
Thanks, Chair. Now, Chair, I'm highly disturbed by Ms. Jiba's response that what influences the prioritization of cases at times is the burden of the work within the case. Let's be practical. A person gets a tender of 5 years for a hospital to provide hygienic issues and everything. And then that particular person subcontracts about 5-6 companies that he or she paid differently. And then 6 months down the line, someone reports that hygiene is not being provided to the hospital, simply because there is a lot of work in that particular file. That person is gonna go on for 5 years not providing hygiene to the hospital, no linen, no clean everything. The hospital is suffering like that, simply because you must go, subcontractor by subcontractor, obtaining evidence, getting statements, bank statements and everything, and you measure that up to the simplicity of a docket, and the other one is much more complicated. I don't understand. Because we at times we need to prioritize lives. We can't be prioritizing a docket on a matter of the workload or the investigation that must be conducted within the docket.
All right, Comrade Shilwan.
Thank you, Chairperson.
I hope comrades are away. It's almost on the other side of 2 o'clock.
Yes, sure. Mm-hmm. We are aware. But we didn't. Chairperson, I've asked a question. I think maybe you also forget. I think it's important, on which is based on the foreign bribery cases, which are 11. Maybe if we can get a response to those, to that question, Chairperson.
All right, that's fine. It will be responded to. Okay, can we get a response?
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. Now I will respond to that question. Right. If I understood the question properly, was in relation to how much was involved. Are there any cases on the roll? Are there any cases under investigation? And an example was made about Home Affairs, Customs. Chairperson, I think let me answer the question by explaining what foreign bribery is. Foreign bribery is what the term indicates, foreign bribery. Actually talks to foreign bribery of public officials in international business transactions. It relates to cases that have been registered with the Organization for Cooperation and Economic Development, OECD. Typical example of foreign bribery would be cases where, for example, a South African official is bribed by a foreign company in order to get a business in South Africa. That's what is called bribery of, for that in that country, he bribes a South African in order to get business. The typical example we can talk of that may come easily to mind in relation to foreign bribery, it could be, for example, your arms deal cases. There were allegations some time ago about bribery of officials in South Africa in order for the arms deal contracts to be obtained by various countries, including your UK, your France, your Sweden. So the offenses of foreign bribery, talk to those types of cases. For example, we've got cases in South Africa of where the business in South Africa are alleged to have bribed officials in the other countries, like our African countries, for example, in Zimbabwe, in order to obtain contracts there. It talks to foreign officials, foreign public officials. It has nothing to do with interdepartmental fraud that takes place within the department. Currently, in the country, we have got 11 cases of foreign bribery. That means cases that have been registered by the OECD and recognized as foreign bribery.
All right, I think foreign bribery is fully ventilated. Let's go to local government. Is it the department? Is it municipalities? When we, which page is? Anyway. Whichever page, but there is, I think it's page 18, says local government. Is that the department or is it municipalities?
Jana Kana, Honorable.
Okay.
Honorable Chair, it refers to the municipalities.
39 municipalities.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. That number 39 refers to municipalities, not the department.
Chairperson, is it possible that we can also get an information as the package?
All right. Part of the package should include the municipalities involved, the amounts involved, and where we're at with those cases. Right. The. All right. There was a concern that was raised around. But maybe it is food for thought. We need to, our prioritization must take into account a number of factors beyond a mere narrow consideration of APPs, how the case affect communities, the money is involved, this, that must also be taken into account in the prioritization. Commissioner Moyan, I know you had raised this in the morning. I'm not sure, looking at our time, how it will be possible for us to. I'm still going to Comrade Vincent, because the information that you have presented to us is more educative and more enlightening to understand processes and actual instances, especially tax compliance. They relate more to our work and the report of the Auditor General that we need to take forward. But maybe let me give Comrade Vincent and then I'll come back. What did you want to suggest, Comrade?
Chair, let me admit from the beginning that what I wanted to suggest has been covered in bits and pieces. I'll try and put it together. But what ambushed me, and I don't think I've actually applied my mind, or we applied our mind to, was the comment made about the PFMA and the importance thereof. So that is not covered in what I was going to say, Chair, but I'm saying that's something that I think would need some sort of discussion. But what I did want to say, Chair, and members have covered it, is that the chair of the task team, when he started, was actually saying that, you know, if we had a template, it would make our life much easier, because we're all over the show, and I must accept that is true. So I was trying my own head as we were talking, thinking of a template that's going to help us. It's really not about holding you accountable. It's about assisting us in doing our work. And Kuno touched it slightly. If we went to just the template that you have as SIU, I think what would help us, Chair, is if after your engagements, your interactions, or whatever you do, you could provide this committee with a simple table that says the number of cases that has been tabled with yourselves and the detail. We've received 10 cases, 5 that relate to PRASA, 5, whatever the case might be. These are the cases, because that helps us to double check when PRASA comes to us. We also, in that table, need those that have been finalized with the necessary detail. These have been finalized. Moyane was found guilty, and Moyane is 10 years in jail, or whatever the case might be. I'm playing. He's a friend. That's why I can use his name. But it's a joke. I'm saying that because it assists us with the blacklisting and everything else. I mean, once they're finalized, you're able to say to us, this one has been finalized. This person or this entity must never, ever do business with the state. And then, of course, the last one would be those that are in progress. Of the 10 that have been submitted, 3 have been finalized. This is how we've dealt with them. These 7 are in progress. And we think they will be finalized in this amount of time. But we know that can't be scientific, Advocate Jiba. But at least give us the reasons. Because this person is firing his lawyers every day. Or this person, we need to know that. So that we are able to report back. I'm saying this, Chair, because I am sitting here and I'm thinking, how do we as this administration, maybe yourselves, how do you send the message that we are actually not soft on corruption? Because that's the reality that's out there. This administration is soft on corruption. This administration is not serious about corruption, because there's cases. And I'm saying you need to give us the tools to be able to go and say there's actually been work being done, but according to Jiba, this one is because the rich people are whatever the case might be. Or for us to say, Jiba, we think you are wasting our time. This one you could have dealt with. I think all of us need to begin to deal with this issue of corruption. It's no longer a perception. There's corruption out there, and we must fix it up. We really have to fix up this corruption, General. We really have to. But we can only fix it up if you guys start giving us this type of table. And I'm saying, Chair, if we could ask them to give us this type of information quarterly or appear before us quarterly so that we can interrogate their role in assisting us with corruption. So that's what I thought, Chair. But I'm saying the one gap that's missing, and I suppose that can be work in progress, is what tools do we use? The chief operating officer, whistleblowers, PFMA. But really, at the end of the day, I would want us to get this report and for us to be able to take this report and say, in fact, work is being done in terms of fighting corruption. So I just thought, let's just deal with it that way and take a decision as this committee that they must come to us every quarter to give us that type of report so that we can ask, but why are you not doing your work? So that was the proposal that I was going to make. Like I say, without 102, that we can still tighten up ourselves and then give it to them, Chair, in terms of the template.
Okay. I think Asunzenkanj. And I think it was a necessary phase we had to pass through, because we're meeting for the first time, to lay the foundation so that in our subsequent meetings, things can flow. Now, the cases that you have come before you till now, I think what we would want you to do is to be able to say, fine, this number has been reported, these have been finalized. But what we want are not just figures. We want detailed information. A case involving Mr. Sfiso here on ABCD was finalized on such and such a time. Or the case involving in the Department of Arts and Culture involving Ntombi Nkabinde is still accused of 1, 2, 3, 4, is still in progress. What that does is that when we meet on a continuous basis, we're able to say, fine, last time when we met, there were 37 cases. Now, a quarter later, we now have 31. Five have now been disposed of. Then we're able to, and then there have been 6 new cases. Then in that way, we're able to continuously monitor progress, because now we have established how you operate, what your mandate is, what are the areas that need to be tightened up, and then we can now start focusing on the actual work. Now, what does that mean? When you share information with us, it also assists us when we meet with departments, specific departments, then we're able to say there is this particular case in your department. Or if they say there is this case that we've referred to the anti-corruption task team, we're able to say, but according to our records, there is no such a case. So in that way, we are empowered with information so that there is no hiding place for people who are doing wrong things, because all the agents and sectors that are involved, there is synergy. Otherwise, if we work in silos, somebody will come in and say, no, it is with the NPA, when actually there is nothing. But simply because there is no interaction, we wouldn't know. So I think if we did that, it would assist us. Commissioner Moyan, I'm not sure how I'm singling you out specifically, because I think your role, SIU, National Treasury, there are initiatives that you individually can take. I'm looking at, firstly, from our side, reports that we get that talk to challenges around tax clearance certificates, which I think is more prevalent. Our ability to interact with you and say, look, this is what the report says. Are you able to follow this up for us? Because if somebody has been given business without the necessary documentation, I'm sure it is something that should be of interest to you. And maybe it's something we can discuss with the committee. I'm just thinking, to what extent do you take interest in the tenders that are given, say on a month or on a quarterly basis? Just your own initiative and interest to say, out of the 371 tenders that have been given this quarter, I have an interest as SARS to check whether there are no shortcomings related to my area of work, as part of the process of trying to ensure that corruption and doing things in the wrong way have no loopholes. Almost everyone who is involved in fighting corruption is doing their work to the best of their ability. I think I would want to suggest, comrades, that maybe we need to leave it here and say, we've heard you. As General Ntlemeza indicated, this is the first time that you've come to Parliament and spoken to us, and the first time we've heard you. Now, we'll need to decide ourselves how best we can utilize the information that lies in your hand for us as Parliament to do oversight. But our intention was to say, let us pull closer all the agencies that are working in our area of operation. I think that was the bottom line. But we needed to satisfy ourselves that indeed we can and will be able to be assisted. I don't know if we are together.
We are together.
All right. Kumbit Kikal?
No, Chair, I thought you were summarizing the whole thing. In your summary, there's one area that you left out. The issue of the information that we have requested, because in some areas we did not deal with, that is timelines. If we can finalize that when are we getting there? For instance, Mr. Brown also indicated that they would forward us a list that is of these cases. If we can tie that to a timeline, okay, then I think we'll be in a position to do our work properly.
No, that's fine. I thought General had agreed by next week, Wednesday?
Wednesday,
we should have everything. National Treasury, I think as well, can say by next week. But we still owe you a letter, a formal letter, to try and institutionalize our interaction as well. You know, because once it is institutionalized, then it becomes easy. Things start to flow because there is regularity and predictability in how we interact. We want to be empowered as a committee to be able to follow up and act. Comrades, can we leave it at this? And say next week we all meeting in Bloemfontein for the Association of Public Accounts Committees conference. Well, let me thank the officials for having come, but it must be stressed and the message must be taken. Those that did not come without providing any apology, I think they created a dent in our perception of how you operate. And it's even worse if the key department of performance monitoring and evaluation is not here, which is supposed to be actually leading and driving all of you. It just gives the impression that maybe this thing is not serious after all, which will be very unfortunate. I think that message must be sent out there that we certainly are not happy, because we would have loved everybody to be here. But for those of you who are here, we want to thank you very much. Our style of work and approach is very different, so just get used to that. That's how we work. That's how we do things. We mean no harm. Thank you very much.